Welcome back to another episode of Ask Anonymously, Ocean Edition. Today I asked you guys on Twitter to send me your questions about anything ocean related, and I got a lot of great questions to cover. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. The first question comes from OceanLover20.
Hi Juan, I go to SFU and we recently discussed something called blue economy in class. I don't really understand what it means. Can you clarify this for me?
Thanks, OceanLover20. This is a very important question. The blue economy is a newer concept in ocean management that encourages sustainable use of ocean resources, while also considering the importance of economic growth on the coast. It includes things like commercial fishing, underwater mining, marine tourism, and much more. Fun fact, the economic value of the ecosystem is about $21 trillion per year. It is obvious that we rely heavily on the coast for our well-being. Therefore, we must ensure that a sustainable plan is used so we can continue to benefit from it for many years to come. Simply put, the blue economy is about promoting ocean-based economic growth while making sure we do not damage our coastal ecosystem. I hope this answers your question. Moving on to our next question, coming from Save the Turtles. The question is,
Hi Juan, I'm applying for university, but I'm not sure which major to choose. All I know is that I love the oceans and I want to protect them, but I don't want to take sciencey courses like math, chemistry, and physics. Do you have any advice on what I can do?
Hey Save the Turtles, there are plenty of ways you can help preserve the ocean that don't include tons of math, chemistry, or physics. Right now there's a huge group of social sciences dedicated to improving ocean management, called marine social sciences. They use knowledge from studies like sociology, anthropology, political science, and economics to make well-informed decisions when making coastal policies. I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Nathan Bennett, a professor at the University of British Columbia, who is an expert on the field of ocean management. Here's his take on this.
Personally, I like to use a wide array of different methods. So I'm not, I don't really play favorites with scientific methods. I think that they're all useful. They're all useful for different reasons. They help us to understand different things.
Through a wide variety of methods, the marine social sciences can tackle all coastal issues that arise, whether they are environmental, social, or economic. I really urge you to consider the marine social sciences as a potential career choice to help maintain the oceans in the future. Well, that's all the time we have today. This concludes the Q&A session for today's episode. If you still have other burning questions, tweet me at AskOneAnonymously, and I will do my best to answer them in the future episodes. Thanks again for joining me.